KVGC News Time is now 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Time for a look at the latest on the local scene for a Tuesday. It's the 15th day of May for 2018. In the news for today, the Amador County Board of Supervisors have voted to approve, with conditions, a letter in support of a study on state legislation to designate a section of the McCallamy River as wild and scenic and restrict the future placement of dams along the river. At a special session held Monday afternoon, the board first heard Amador Water Agency Director Rich Farrington give a presentation in support of the legislation known as AB 142, saying that unlike previous versions of the wild and scenic designation, the current legislation has measures to preserve local access to water rights and would prevent deep-pocketed outside water agencies from raiding Amador County's water supplies. Public comments were almost completely in favor of wild and scenic designation, with one supporter listing every single current or former elected or appointed official in the county who had supported the legislation. Supervisor Richard Forrester offered some changes to the draft response letter, offering the county's support if the protection cited by the Amador Water Agency was kept. The board approved the letter on a 4-0-1 vote, with Supervisor Onetto, who restated his opposition to the wild and scenic designation, abstaining from the vote.
Well, the Jackson City Council heard a presentation on a potential sewer rate increase at a workshop last night. Now, the council watched a presentation on a sewer rate study recently ordered by the city. The study showed the city's rates falling well short of the system's needs, as the city's sewer fund has been running deficits the last several years, and what was previously a $1 million reserve fund has been completely spent. Now, in addition, rates are too low to meet the requirements of construction loans the city's taken out to modernize the plant. The study laid out three alternative rate increases, each of which changed the fixed and variable cost faced by Jackson ratepayers, but all scenarios showed a large increase. A typical single-family home currently pays $34.75 a month, but with the rate increase proposed, the same home will pay $61.14 a month by 2022. Now, due to problems with meeting noticing, the council could not take action on the rate study or other items previously scheduled for the meeting. So a vote on the new rates now expected May 28th.
And the Alpine County Sheriff's Office announced yesterday the search for missing skier Thomas Malarkey has officially come to an end. The man's body was discovered in an area of the Bear Valley Ski Resort known as Groovy Gully. According to Alpine County Undersheriff Spencer Case, after closing in on the area with search and rescue dogs trained to detect the scent of human remains, searchers located a ski pole and ski protruding from the surface of the snow. Underneath, they found the body of the 65-year-old Malarkey. The man was reported missing by his wife on March 14th when he failed to return to the couple's Arnold area cabin after a day of skiing. A 5-day search was launched with no results. Officials say the cause of the man's death has yet to be officially determined.
Well, a stalled stolen vehicle with wet body paint landed a man behind bars here in Amador County. According to the sheriff's office, Sunday afternoon, a patrol deputy driving 49 near Amador City when he saw a black Dodge pickup towing a trailer stalled in the highway, blocking traffic. When the deputy stopped to assist the motorist, he recognized the driver from previous encounters as 38-year-old Darren Randall. A quick records check showed the license plate on the truck did not match. Another check showed the pickup was stolen from a parking lot in South Lake Tahoe. Another big clue something was fishy, the black paint on the truck was still wet. That's right, it had been spray-painted just hours earlier. Randall was arrested for being in possession of the stolen truck and booked to the Amador County Jail.
And the Calaveras County Sheriff's Department has arrested 22-year-old Andy Shong, wanted in connection with a rock being thrown through the front door of the Wells Fargo Bank in San Andreas. The Calaveras County Sheriff's Office had sought the public's assistance in locating the man, who was believed to be from Willows, but had been seen frequently in the San Andreas area recently. The man was believed to have thrown a rock through the front window of the Wells Fargo Bank at about 9 o'clock on May 8th. A witness saw him then walk through the broken glass into the bank, look around, then leave without taking anything. Xiong had already fled on foot. By the time deputies arrived, he was booked into the Calaveras County Jail on $20,000 bail and remains in custody.
And the Foothill Conservancy holding their annual fundraising dinner this Saturday at Carmare Vineyards and Winery in the Shenandoah Valley. This year's dinner honoring longtime Foothill Conservancy President Catherine Evitt and Conservancy Vice President Pete Bell for their contributions to local and regional conservation, both among the Conservancy's founding members. Now, the event will begin at 4 p.m. featuring delicious meat and veggie offerings from Taste Restaurant and Wine Bar, No Host Craft Beer and Fine Carmare Wines, live music from Wicked Sisters, a fabulous raffle, live and silent auctions with some great prizes, including mountain resort and cabin lodging, meals, wine, and much more. Tickets are only $65, on sale now at Brown Paper Tickets. For more info, contact Carolyn at 223-3508.
And just received the map this morning of Stage 5 of the Amgen Tour of California that will leave Stockton on Thursday and end in Elk Grove later that evening. And a portion of the race will go through Calaveras and Amador counties. The race will begin in Stockton, head up Highway 88. They'll take off on Comstock Road to Clements Road, then take Clements Road back to 88 for a brief section, then get on to Highway 12 and take Highway 12 through Wallace into Burson, and then turn and head towards Pardee, go over Pardee to Buena Vista, cross 88 to Jackson Valley Road onto Dave Brubeck, take Dave Brubeck to 5 Mile Drive, and then get on Highway 104, go to Ione Michigan Bar Road, take that down to Highway 16, Highway 16 back to Dillard Road, and then Dillard Road to Clay Station Road back to Twin Cities or Highway 104, and take that basically to Bruceville, and then Bruceville on into Elk Grove. So that is on Thursday. That is Stage 5 of the Amgen Tour of California. And again, these just aren't weekend bicyclists. These are actually professional racers that will be actually competing in the Tour de France, too. So have a chance to... I tell you what, if you want to find out more about it, it's even going to be on TV or where a good spot to watch the racers would be, you can actually visit Amgen Tour of California, give you a map, even a interactive map that will go along with the racers as well. So,
well, look for more delays on Jackson City streets. PG&E and Vulcan Construction continuing at the closure of Bright Avenue between Sierra and Golf Course Road to through traffic through Thursday. Now, all non-residents are required to select an alternate route. Residents entering and exiting must also follow detours, which will be in place from both the north and south end of Bright from Pitt Street and Broadway. Expect short delays when trying to access the detours. Only emergency construction and city vehicles given access if necessary. Again, the closure runs through May.
And my friend Angela reminds us that it is cherry season. So if you're down in the Linden area, pick up maybe watching the race there on Comstock Road. You can pick up some cherries too. So, well, that's a quick look at local news on this Gold Country Tuesday morning. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, visit our website, kvgcradio.com. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting.